Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome. You are now tuned into the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, along with my blog. We cover a wide variety of topics from self-empowerment, business, having a wealth mindset, the dynamics between men and women, so-called positive thinking, so-called street knowledge. We talk about progressing in life. We talk about getting the things that you want and, man, so much more. And we do all this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. It's knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. These are keys that will help you unlock the doors that are preventing you from achieving the level of success you want to achieve in whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. Now, in this podcast, we'll be covering an Ask a Hustler question. Now, these questions are asked by many of the people that I come across in my life, whether that's in person, over the phone, or through email. And I answer as many questions as I can. And if you have one, you can hit me up at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Also, if you haven't yet, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's sort of like a newsletter. You can just go to my website at www.wjamesd.com. You can go to the Free Stuff tab, and at the very top of that page, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. I have articles on there, more podcasts that go deeper into certain aspects of the game, and also put some Ask a Hustler questions up there, and a little too controversial, just to put on the blog. So check that out if you haven't already. So this podcast right here is going to be a very deep podcast. So I apologize in advance if I lose some of you. This podcast is designed specifically for students of the game, which means that you have to have a foundation of knowledge that the average person just doesn't have. But with that being said, you know, the average person will find some jewels in here if they're sharp enough to find them and pick them out and pick them up. Like I said earlier, if you have questions about it, email me. So now let's chop up some game. The question for this podcast is, when do you know you have game? I'm sorry, every time, I don't know, that question, it just makes me chuckle, man. Every time I read it or I look at it, it just makes me chuckle. Because the truth of the matter is that if you have to ask that question, then you don't have game. Or you don't have enough game to think that you actually have it. So, even with that, you know, this question really does have merit. Because whatever you're doing, you should always be gauging where you are. Whenever you're trying to do something or accomplish something, you should constantly be assessing yourself. You should have an idea of, you know, where you are, in relation to whatever you're trying to do so that you can measure your progress. And measuring progress is extremely important. It's actually what you should be doing. So, fear not. I'm going to answer this question, and I'm going to do it in a way that you can measure your progress if that's what you're about. Now, I'm the first one to say that you can't really define the game. There's no one single definition of what game is. You can't define it. You can't just put it in this category and just point to it and be like, yep, that's it, right there, that's game. You can't really do that. Look at it like this. Let's say if I'm a religious person, you know, my religion has a source. Now, that source could be a holy book. It could be maybe some traditions or teachings or sayings that the founder of the religion did, that, you know, somebody wrote down as they followed him around, that the religion is based off of. You know, as a religious person, everything I live comes from a source of information, and this source can be examined and it can be categorized. The game really doesn't work like that. I should say the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the original game doesn't work like that. Now, you can categorize any particular layer of the game. You can define those. You can categorize those because they have a source. So, most commonly, people equate game with pimping or macking or hustling. Now, you can trace back origins of those. And for those, I get this question a lot. Macking, by the way, is a European term. It came from Europe. Okay? Just throw that out there. Because a lot of you take things and you don't know what they mean. Anyway. So, what was I saying? Each layer of the game, you know, they have rules. They have guidelines. They have regulations that are supposed to be followed. So, if you take the lid off, so to speak, and you look inside of those games, what you're looking at are really just subcultures. They operate at a level below what most people in a particular culture would consider normal and acceptable. They operate below that. I hope you understand that. I hope you follow that. So the closest definition I can give you of the original game, which I speak so much about, and if you're a student of the game, this is very important to you, so you may want to write this down so that you can contemplate and think about this later. And I say this is important because when you really understand this, when you really get it, it will help put a lot of what you're learning all together. It'll help make that bigger picture make much more sense. Now, I'm going to pause here for a moment so you can go grab a piece of paper and and something to write. Okay. Are you ready? So if you are, let me lace you with this. Game is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding based on your perspectives about yourself, your abilities, the world, and your place in it. A person with game always assumes that their perspectives are real and possible, and they use their knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to create plans, to design plans, and means to accomplish what they want. Follow that. Now, if what I just said was confusing to you, then you don't have enough game, or you don't have any game. Something else you need to realize, and this is also very important, is that a person with game always thinks of themselves as they want to be. The reasoning behind that is because you do become what you think about. People with game always want to be better. They think about how to win, not about how not to lose. peak game in that. People with game think about how to win, not about how not to lose. That very small change in perspective and thinking means the world when you're trying to progress and really do something in life. Because you look at possibilities instead of limitations. The original game at its very core is the reversal of the power dynamic, so to speak. Now, that means that you're able to disarm the average person because of your game, and you can level the playing field. What do I mean by leveling the playing field? You are able to level the playing field so that you are no longer looked at as being beneath someone. But you will be considered their equal, or you might even be considered at a higher level than they are. Your game will change a person's perception of your value to them. And the entire game itself spins around the principle of value, which, by the way, I break down in my book, Revealing the Secrets of the Game, and also get into it a little bit in the Uncommon Sense audio lesson, The Game and Self-Empowerment 101. If you really want to start understanding this game on a very deep level, you really need to understand what value is, what it isn't, and how it's used. I just gave you some serious game right now. But like a lot of things in the game, it sounds good, but there is so much more behind it. And only those that know that are going to be able to benefit from it. That's how the game was designed, and this design allows the person with game to open and close doors on people. That means you can invite people in, or you can shut them out. For those that know, you are the king or queen of your realm. Peep the game in that. So in order to go anywhere and have the ability to manifest what's in you outward, you need to have a certain set of information and certain skills, and all these are acquired through taking what you know and actually using it. I like to use this analogy. It's almost like you're kind of like a scientist. Matter of fact, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna give you this crazy analogy, but it illustrates what I'm trying to say. So, you know, indulge me for a minute or two. So, let's say this is back in the day, right? And you're actually a scientist, and you're trying to smash an atom, A-T-O-M. This is the atom I'm talking about, right? So you come up with an idea of a machine to smash an atom, meaning to break it apart, so you can study it, right? So you build this machine, and you run some molecules through it, and it doesn't work. You examine all the data, you know, you change a few things, you make some calculations, you make some changes and calibrations, and you try it again. And you try it again, and you try it again, until you finally smash an atom. You finally break that atom apart. Success, right? Yes, but that's really only one level. Now that you know, without a doubt, you know, without a doubt, that you can smash the atom, the next level for you would be to find a way to improve on what you already accomplished. Now, that might be making the whole process cheaper. It might be making the process faster. It could be making it more effective. It could be making it so that you're able to, you know, extract more data or whatever, right? So you'll continue to refine this entire process based off of what you already know. That is knowledge going into wisdom. Remember, we're talking about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And this is knowledge going into wisdom. That's level 2. Let's just call that level 2. Now, as you continue on this path, you will have reached a real understanding. You'll reach a real understanding of this entire process, and that will take you to level 3. Knowledge and wisdom going into understanding. Knowing something, knowing how and when to use it, and learning how to apply it in the the most effective way that you can. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And everything in the game works like that. You use what you know to create the effects you want. And when you see that it works, you refine the process to be even more effective. But in order to do that, you have to experiment with things. You have to tweak and refine things until you are very effective in what you do. And this is why I encourage you, if you're a student of the game or a student of whatever you're in, it doesn't even matter. You have to use the knowledge you have. You have to use the knowledge you have. If you don't use it, then you're just carrying around useless information. It's useless for you. It's not doing anything for you. It's useless. You know, and many people get stuck here because they have a lot of information, but they don't use it. Now, you might sound deep and heavy when you're talking to people, and some people might be impressed, like, oh, that's deep. But so what? Is this knowledge that you're carrying around making your life better? It's not about impressing people. It's about you. Is your knowledge benefiting you? Does what you know or what you think you know, is that an asset to you? I ask that question because you can have so much knowledge, and I know people like this person. You can have so much knowledge that it actually hinders you because you overthink things. You think so much about things from so many different angles and from so many different perspectives that you have a very difficult time making a decision. It can hinder you. And this is also very important. When you can't make a clear decision, you cut off one of your sources of power. Do you follow that? Making decisions, making choices, is one of your sources of power. Now, I'm not going to leave you hanging, so let me break that down for you. Now, I'm going to use extreme example. This is a crazy example, but I'm going to use this example because I want this idea, this perspective, to be remembered. I want you to be able to recall it and think about it. So this is crazy. Okay? But follow. Now, wherever you're listening to this podcast at this very moment, what is preventing you from running out, finding the nearest busy street, and running out into the street and starting to play in traffic? It sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but I need to use this analogy because I'm trying to make a point. And if you get this point, this can be life-changing. I'm very serious about this. Now, you just heard what I said, and you're saying, why the hell would I want to go play in traffic? But that's not the question I asked. The question I asked is there anything stopping you from making that decision? Is there anything stopping you from making the decision to get up from where you're at right now, finding a busy street, and going to play in traffic? Is there anything stopping you from making that decision and doing it? Nothing is stopping you from doing that other than you. You can make that decision right here, right now, and again, there is nothing preventing you from doing that. But you won't do it. At least I hope you. Because you have the perspective in your mind that that is dangerous and you can get injured and you can possibly lose your life. And this is my point. We filter a lot of our decisions on our perspectives about things. You know, and we also filter our decisions based off of our emotional responses about things. And not all of our perspectives are right. Let me explain. Since we base a lot of our decisions from our perspectives, the way we look at things, and our emotional responses to things, if that's true, then if you have bad information, misinformation, wrong information, then wouldn't that mean that the choices that you make based off of that information might just be wrong for you. You know, going out to play in traffic, now that isn't smart. I'm not going to argue that. You know the possible consequences of that decision. That's common sense, right? Now, although there's nothing stopping you from making that decision, that's where the power is. You literally have power over your life in the form of making decisions, making choices. But what about things that you don't know? What about things that people told you that you just accepted, but you don't really know if they're true? You don't really know if they're real. But if you accepted that, you would find yourself making decisions that could possibly not benefit you, using someone else's perspective instead of forming or designing your own. A lot of people didn't catch what I just said. Unless you are forming or designing your own, you can design your own perspectives on things. And me personally, in my opinion, that bullshit saying that I heard when I was growing up, you know, what you don't know can't hurt you. That is the most disempowering, scary, one of the most disempowering and scary quotes I've ever heard in my life. What you don't know can't hurt you. You know, you should never think like that, because it promotes ignorance and it promotes laziness. And if you're about this game or about progress in your life, period, you can't be ignorant and you can't be lazy. They just don't go together. Because if you don't, you can't get the effect without the cause. You can't get the effect without the cause. Ignorance and laziness breeds ignorance and laziness. That's what you've put in. That's what you're going to get out. You know, there's an old saying, you know, if you don't, you know, your mind. If you think something isn't possible, then for you, it's not possible. But if you think something is possible, then for you, it is possible. So if you think something isn't possible, it won't be for you, because that's your perspective. And you will make decisions based on that perspective, and you might not even try to do something because you have the perspective that that's not even a possibility. So now let's look at the other side of the coin. You know, if you think that something is possible, then it might really be possible for you, because you will think based off of your perspective. You will think and make decisions and try to make it happen. There is nothing, there is no one, there is no mysterious force preventing you from making a choice going either way. You can either think something is possible for you, or you can think something is not possible for you. There's nothing stopping you from looking at situations from either perspective. Nothing but you. This is game. And this is just a small taste of the self-empowerment that this game provides. Now, I want you to consider everything we've just gone over for a moment. I want you to think about it. So I'm going to pause here just for a few seconds. I want to let that sink in, because I just gave you a lot of game, a lot of game, and you can look at it at a certain level and be like, okay, that sounded pretty cool, but there's a level below that to extract and begin to use the power that you have. And then there's another level below that: knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Just take a moment out to think about what we just discussed for you. So, back to our question. How do you know when you have game? You know when you have game when you start looking at the causes of things instead of the effects of things. Let me give you an example, a personal example. I started realizing that I had game when I stopped looking at the surface of things and I looked behind them. When I go to a restaurant, you know, a lot of people get caught up in the atmosphere and, you know, they're worried about if the food is good and they're looking at service and all, you know, all of that. And all that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But those are all effects. Those are effects of what's going on behind the scenes. You know what I look at? I look at the design of the restaurant. I look at how it's laid out. I look at the lighting and the atmosphere that the designer of that restaurant is trying to create, the mood that it's trying to create. I'm looking at how many employees are actually working at that restaurant. I'm looking at how many customers are in the restaurant. Because I can determine or get at least a ballpark figure of how much money, how much revenue is being generated per hour in the restaurant. This is how I think, and this is what I look for. I look for the causes and not the effects. When I go to look at a movie, a lot of you go just to be entertained. Not me. I'm looking at colors. I'm looking at set design. I'm looking at how they cut a particular scene. I'm looking at camera angles. I'm looking at outfits that the actors, actresses have on. Again, the entire mood that the director and producer are trying to convey in a particular scene. I'm listening to lines of delivery. I'm listening and looking at, not actually looking at, but listening to the music that's playing during a particular scene. I'm not there just to be entertained. I'm actually there learning something. The cause of the effect. You begin to have game. You start looking at causes instead of effects. Because when you can determine causes and you can duplicate or replicate those causes, you will start to understand and be able to produce similar effects. When I used to hang around some of my street hustler buddies back when I was street hustling, when I used to hang around them, I used to watch them very closely. I used to watch how they talk, their tone, their tonality, the way they use their voice. I used to watch their body movements, their hand movements, you know, their entire body language. And I used to study that. Now, in order for a person to have a certain type of body language and so certain type of tonality, that means they're thinking a certain way. They have a certain perspective about what they're doing, because people act and speak the way they think. So if that's true, then that means if you can examine the effects of what a person is producing and start tracing stuff back to the causes, then you can start breaking things down. And this is what I mean in the game, where the game itself allows you to break down any type of information that you come across. And I mean any type of information. Even things that you see on a regular everyday basis, you don't look at them the same way anymore. You're just like, wow. Oh, man. Anyway, that's when you start knowing that you have game. I can keep going on, man, but I'm just going to go ahead and leave it there. I appreciate you all tuning into this podcast, taking the time to listen to the podcast. I'm very appreciative of that. I sincerely am. If you have any questions about the game, about life in general, relationships, I answer all questions to the best of my ability. I'm man enough to say it. If I can't answer a question, I can't answer it. But try me. Hit me up on my email. That's wjamesdennis, wjamesdennis @gmail.com. And I hope you enjoyed the game that I shared with you all today, and I hope I gave you some new perspectives on certain things. Stop overlooking the power that you already have in you. A lot of people look for power in things outside of themselves, but there's power already in you. Things that you were born with that a lot of you are ignoring, pushing to the side. Stop sometimes. Slow down. And just sit with yourself and think about things sometimes and reflect on things sometimes. Get into you. Start learning you. And be real with yourself. I'm out.